Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is thanking U.S. Supreme Court justices for agreeing to hear arguments in his immunity claims case over charges he interfered in U.S. government election proceedings after November 2020. He expressed gratitude via Truth Social following the High Court's decision, announced Wednesday to hear the immunity arguments and make a ruling. The FAA is giving Boeing a 90-day ultimatum to address its quality and safety concerns. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Following a day-long meeting on Wednesday, it was reported that an FAA-commissioned investigation revealed a disconnect between the company's leadership and its workforce on safety matters. The investigation also highlighted employees' concerns about potential repercussions, such as reassignment or limited career advancement, for reporting safety issues.
Both President Biden and former President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border as controversy over the handling of the immigrant influx continues. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is set to visit Eagle Pass. The two leaders enter the Lone Star State as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal that would allow a U.S. administration to shut down the border if needed. It was a deal Trump opposed. And President Biden's physician confirms his fitness for presidential duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. A medical summary indicates no new concerns. The president opted out of a cognitive test, the White House citing doctor's advice that it was unnecessary. This is USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is declaring a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which has consumed 500,000 acres since Monday, is anticipated to expand even further. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, this wildfire ranks as the second largest in the state's history. There's a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It could face tough sledding in the U.S. Senate, though.
I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will be finding a new leader come November because Mitch McConnell will be stepping aside. He made the announcement on the Senate floor Wednesday, saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. After the November elections, the 82-year-old Kentucky lawmaker said he will step aside from his role as minority leader, but will serve out the rest of his term, which ends in January 2020. 27. McConnell is the longest-serving Senate party leader in American history. Chrysler recalling over 330,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees thanks to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and maybe causing drivers to lose control of the vehicle. The recall encompasses 2021 to 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L and 2022 to 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, the hypocrisy of the left, I mean, it is so rich. We could spend hours just demonstrating and showing to you clearly the hypocrisy that's going on. For example, what's happening with Catherine Herridge, the person who fired her, basically, the CBS news boss, is up for a free speech award. How's that for irony? And this is one of those wink-wink things. It kind of reminds me of Lois Lerner and Barack Obama. You know, wink-wink, tea parties are getting to be a little bit of a pain in my rear end. Is there something we can do? You know, maybe we need to check into them, make sure that they don't get their tax exemptions on schedule, right? And what happened? You talk about interference. This has been going on ever since, right? But they want to talk about other interference and try and talk about Donald Trump. And then here, you know, we get the news that Illinois has decided, one judge has decided, it ain't going to happen. We're taking Donald Trump off the ballot. But, again, irony is the ballot's already sent out. And guess what? Donald Trump's name is on the ballot. And so now what are you going to do? Cheryl Chumley is with us right now. Cheryl, we could go on and on with, the crazy hypocrisy that the left keeps throwing at us. And it makes me wonder what the Democrats and those that are supporting Joe Biden, I mean, even with the Michigan vote, I mean, that's all they had to vote for. I mean, 13% said, well, you know, we don't want to vote for him. So we're just going to, check the box that says we're not interested, basically. And, but still, it's like, I don't know how you can support this guy when clearly he's addled. He's made a mess of everything he's put his hand on, you know, from the border to our economy to international affairs. I mean, is there any aisle that Joe Biden has, wandered into that he hasn't made a mess? I'm trying to be fair here.
It's mind-boggling, right, when you start down that trail of failures under the Democrats, under this administration, but really under Democrats for longer than Joe Biden. I mean, Barack Obama really ushered in the bold anti-American agenda, and Joe Biden is just continuing that on steroids because there's no accountability for him, right? He's the face of Barack Obama policies. You know, as we've all whispered, this is Obama's third term, and the media is happily allowing Joe Biden to get away with pretty much every anti-American policy he can, the biggest one being right now the borders.
Yes.
Because once you let in so many people, what do you do? I know Donald Trump promises to start the largest deportation campaign in American history if he takes the White House in 2024, but is it possible? Can he honestly turn back the tide of this illegal surge? I don't know. That's a big question.
Yeah. Well, interesting to note, I don't know if you saw this the other day, but Fox's Rachel Campos Duffy did kind of an informal, poll of illegal immigrants coming across the border when she was down there. 100% said they would vote for Biden. What does that tell you?
Well, I mean, obviously, they love Joe Biden, right? And go back in time to when Joe Biden was so-called campaigning from his basement for president, and the T-shirts that popped at the border, with Joe Biden's name on them. The message was sent out early on during the campaign, Trump versus Joe Biden, that if Biden wins the White House, then that means open borders for every element that wants to cross our border, everyone. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what's taking place.
Yeah. It's just shocking to me that Americans cannot seem to wake up to this clear and present danger. Here in the United States, we've had an illegal immigrant kill an American citizen in every state of the union. And I guess it doesn't matter until it's your family member, I guess.
You raise an interesting point about waking up to the danger. I think that Americans are awakened to the danger about the border. It's just that we're at this point in time where it's very difficult to believe that Democrats are purposely doing this, right? A lot of people still in the conservative arena in America think that if only they make the persuasive argument that wins the day, if only they present the principled approach, the Democrats will naturally, acquiesce and do the right thing. Well, that Democrat Party has left the country years and years ago. We have a Democrat Party that we need to recognize is almost akin to an enemy of the people. Mm-hmm. And to say that now, the media will beat it down. But that is the truth. And we have to recognize that this Democrat Party is working hand-in-hand with the globalists, the Chinese, the communists, the Marxists, the atheists and secularists of the world who do not want America to stand strong for that beacon of liberty based on God-given individualism.
See, and the reason that they're so sold out, Cheryl, is that that's what they get rewarded for. People do that which they get rewarded for. And you've got people voting, in an insane sort of way. It just doesn't make sense. But what you don't see is where the money is. It's the money that fills up their bank accounts. It goes into their wallets. I mean, these people are living high in the hog. Meanwhile, the forgotten man and woman are suffering. We're dealing with inflation, gas prices at every turn, and we're bearing the brunt of these policies. And Joe Biden basically has used taxpayers' money. He's used the system to buy votes and to build up a constituency that has solidified the Democratic Party in such a way. And so here we are. We're at that tipping point. We said this 4 years ago, but we really are at that tipping point now, even more so, is that if we don't stop the madness and people don't wake up and find a way to fight against this, I don't know what the number is, 30% of America that's bought and sold by the Democrats that are so caught up in this anathema and this antipathy towards America, we've got to find a way to cancel them. If we don't, heaven help us. I don't know how we survive this.
Well, the first important step is clarity, right?
Yes.
We need to stop looking at what's taking place in America as simply political differences. They're not. The Bible teaches us that it's all about the battle of principalities. And if you don't see that taking place right now in the world, you are A, missing the bigger picture, and B, going to be completely wearied and fatigued by all the battles that the left is throwing our way, whether we're talking the LGBTQ lunacy, or we're talking foreign policy that puts China before America, or we're talking any type of economic issue that's taking place. It's all about the battle of principalities, and we need to recognize that.
It really is demonic, and I know the left goes nuts whenever they hear that term demonic, but it is. It is. Look what it does. It steals, kills, it destroys. It's murdering our citizens on the streets of our country today, and they're running amok without any accountability whatsoever. And this is how mad and crazy that it has become. But all it takes is righteous people, people who know better, not to say anything and do what they did in Germany and just think, oh, it's going to be okay. Right?
That, absolutely. I mean, that's the problem. Staying silent in the face of evil only emboldens and expands evil.
Cheryl Chumley is with us, and we'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got more after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez. Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor and author of Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Let me tell you, that plan is well down the road, and it is working. You got to appreciate, and if you can have ears to hear and eyes to see here, the globalists look at America as the linchpin. If they can take America out, you know, America with our guns, our Bible, our faith, the world is in their hands. And the world, you know, is going to be fully controlled by Klaus Schwab's and the WHO, and, you know, because they deserve to control everything because they did such a great job with the last pandemic, right? And it's just, it's so laughable what's going on here. Cheryl, I wanted to get your read on, you know, we had to suffer through a bit of this Hunter Biden thing. There's so much evidence, at least in my humble opinion. I'm not an attorney, but to me, I think, boy, there's a lot of evidence here that that incriminates the Bidens altogether. But yet, of course, you know, they continue to resist. They want to talk about Devin Archer. But what about Bob Alinsky? Did they get rid of him and now he's not even referred to anymore? I mean, he's the one that, he was the first whistleblower on the family who met with Joe directly and knew exactly about the 10% for the big guy and all the shenanigans that's going on. But they don't want to bring him up. They seem to avoid that bit of the witnessing of the witness report, you know, on the Biden family.
Yeah, and actually, I'm happy to see that James Comer talked about, on the heels of Hunter's closed-door testimony, that this is just the beginning, right? That there are going to be more witnesses, that there are going to be more questionings going forward, all headed toward the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. And this isn't to say that I think that there is going to be any true accountability either for Hunter and definitely not for Joe Biden, right? I don't see that happening. But it is to say that we will have what is common sense known in all of our minds, put into print an actual trail of documentation showing that our common sense is not crazy. So the proof will come out in so far as like written statements and curious things that Hunter says that conflict with what he previously said or what documentation shows. So the proof will be there. The American people will know, not just by common sense, about the ties between Hunter and Joe Biden and the foreign entities and so forth, but we'll know it by documented proof. Mm-hmm. And so history looking back will show that this administration is one of the most corrupt in American history. But as far as accountability, honestly, I really don't see anything happening.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they've tormented Donald Trump to no end and have done everything they can to kneecap his candidacy. But meanwhile, you know, God bless him, Cheryl. I mean, he has taken all the bullets, and he's right. I mean, he's taken it because we're next. If they take him down, then, you know, all conservatives, people of faith, we're going to come tumbling down. And he's standing there, you know, in the gap between the insanity of, you know, the Beltway apparatchik, the deep state, and us. And here it is. I mean, it would be refreshing, like you said, if there, the documentation and everything, if it got to the point where we could finally have the truth. I mean, it's like we're brain damaged and brain bruised over the 2020 election still, when you got, what, over 60%, almost 70% of America says, I don't get the, you know, I don't want to talk about it, but I don't get the results of the 2020. It doesn't make sense to me. And, I mean, that's a majority of Americans say that. And then what do the Democrats say? Oh, we're going to have a committee and we're going to jade the committee in such a way and orchestrate it in such a way that, you know, we're going to come to the result that we had projected from the very beginning. And that is that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist.
Yeah, and it always just makes me smile, Donald Trump, the insurrectionist, because if you go back to his statements that day, he talked about peacefully, right? Peacefully,
yes.
Peacefully protesting. And so that always gets conveniently left out of discussions about January 6th. And, you know, Donald Trump is sort of the gate guard for America right now, like him or hate him, but he's the gate guard in terms of America principles. And, you know, his America First agenda that he brought forward in 2015, 2016 wasn't just a bumper sticker, right? Mm-hmm. It was an actual mission statement for how he led the country. And that is what the globalists and the Democrats hate, because he put into action his promises on the campaign to put America first and to bring back the American ideals that go into making us the exceptional country that we still are.
Exactly. Based on Judeo-Christian principles. This is the thing that unnerves me, Cheryl, is that this country, you know, came out of Judeo-Christian principles. It was an answer to prayer. And you get these people who come in, these globalists who come in and say, hey, we're going to take it from here. And I'm praying that the people of faith who still hold and have a heart of the American patriots of the early days that put it all on the line, that they will rise up, that there will be that moment where they will rise up and say, no, we are not going to cross the Rubicon on your side. If anything, you're going to come our way. If not, then we're going to eliminate you, whatever that means, because you're of no good, you know, to this country and to the American people. Because every policy that Joe Biden, going back to Barack Obama when he promised the fundamental transformation of America, whatever that meant, I think we have a better idea now that he was fundamentally transforming us from, the free thinking people that believed in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to bend the knee to a globalist form of government that would, that would spread the wealth, so to speak, and redistribute wealth and resources to everyone in the world, right?
Absolutely. And let me just sort of put an optimistic sort of outlook on what you just described, right?
I need you to do that, Cheryl, because I'm heavily medicated right now, so I may be a little negative, so forgive me. I've been dealing with a little bit of a bug, so I need you,
honestly,
okay?
It's not negative, it's realism, but here's taking that realism out to the optimistic level, okay? So the very fact that the left, the globalist Democrats and so forth, are being so vicious and hateful and open in their attacks, right, is an indicator that the backlash from those in America who know best the foundations of America, the Judeo-Christian community, are having an effect, are awakened to the threat, and are fighting back effectively, because the enemies of American freedom would not be so open in their attacks if they weren't so desperate. And
yes,
they're desperate because they know that we are fighting back and winning. So this is where the rubber meets the road, right? The darkness is always, what is that saying? It's always dark.
It's always the dark before the dawn.
Exactly. And the fact is, if you know your Bible, God doesn't need 51% of Americans on board with him. He does not need the majority. He leaves a remnant, and he will whittle down the remnant to numbers that are just seem astonishing to achieve any wins, and he does that so he gets the glory. So I look at it a little bit optimistic. They know that we are having an effect and winning, and so they are fighting all the harder.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as I said earlier, Cheryl, as you had suggested, we're close to reconciling the truth here, which would be novel for America. Because my hope is that when we come to that point, God willing, if we're allowed to come to that point, I mean, because we're at quite the crossroads here when you think about it, to where, you know, we are either in the last of the last days, or maybe we might be opportune to have what I call a Nineveh moment, maybe get a reprise like Nineveh got, a 100-year reprise, when they got the message from God, hey, you guys are screwing up, and if you don't, you know, straighten out your evil ways, all hell's going to come upon you. Maybe that will happen for America. If that does, then the next generations have a shot at it. But before we do come to that point, we've got to reconcile the truth. We've been lied to. We've bought into the lie for so long. And that is where America's salvation, if it is to continue, lies. And it will be a time of rejoicing for everyone because we found the truth again. I think that's key, Cheryl.
I do too. Battle of principalities.
Yeah, you got it. Washington Times online opinion editor, Cheryl Chumley. Thank you, Cheryl.
This report is sponsored by Robert Half. Is your company prepared to overcome today's hiring challenges? With the skills gap growing, historically low unemployment rates, and fewer workers choosing to pursue new opportunities, 9 out of 10 hiring managers say it's challenging to find the talent they need. Robert Half's Demand for Skilled Talent report presents exclusive data to help overcome these obstacles in an increasingly competitive labor market. Explore current hiring and employment trends, learn which roles are in greatest demand and what's driving company hiring plans. Gain effective strategies to attract and retain top talent, including common hiring mistakes and how to avoid them. Though employers may have more leverage in today's job market, skilled talent is still hard to find. Candidates who have the skills required to boost company productivity, prevent employee burnout, and complete mission-critical projects are in high demand. Companies need a thoughtful hiring and retention plan to effectively compete for top talent. Access the exclusive report at roberthalf.com/demand-for-skilled-talent.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's Leap Day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I don't blame you for being frustrated. I mean, with what's going on with our government and what we see, you know, these responses from the Democrat apparatchik, you know, Jamie Raskin and that. One hand, he talks of Donald Trump as being an insurrectionist. I mean, it's interesting that initially they threw that out there, that term out there, and then realized it wasn't, they hadn't really proved the point. But, then it becomes anecdotal, and it was given a reprise, and all of a sudden, you know, Joe Biden, oh, he's an insurrectionist. And so now it's okay to say that Donald Trump's an insurrectionist. He's never been convicted of it, never been indicted for insurrection, but in their world, he's an insurrectionist. It just flat out, you know, they have determined they are the sole jury and judge, like New York, I guess they can determine, or like Illinois. They just determined that, Donald Trump, we're not going to have him on the ballot. You know, well, a little late. His name's already printed on the ballot. Now what are you going to do? And thank God the Supreme Court is stepping in and saying, look, we're going to, we're going to address some of these issues. And I don't know how far they can go, Scott Powell, but that's that could be a welcoming move on behalf of the American people, because we're all brain bruised dealing with this stuff that seems to be very manipulative, which is nothing more than, you know, political persecution and lawfare that's been taking place targeted toward, you know, the candidate. I mean, here it is. I mean, he's not like, the fourth candidate down the line here. I mean, this guy is winning every primary by 30 and 40 points. I mean, to the degree that, I don't know, Nikki Haley, you know, she's determined to hang in there no matter what. But she spent, up to this point, $76 million, and I think that averages out to just with the amount of delegates she got, a little over $3 million per delegate. That's a tough ROI, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very tough. It's an impossible ROI. So,
yeah.
I think there are a couple of things that everyone can learn from this experience, and this opposition to Trump taking on, you know, manifesting itself in all the things that you described, Bill, you know, denying him a place on the ballot, all the legal cases that are really weak cases. They're politically driven. They're not really strong legal cases at all. All this reveals, number one, how corrupt the political establishment is, and particularly the opposition party, how much corruption there really is. And the reason that they are wanting to stop Donald Trump, eliminate him, is because they are fearful that if he gains power, one of the things he's going to do, one of the priorities of his new administration, his second term, will be to really root out corruption. And that means
right.
that people may have to pay a price, that there will be justice, a level of justice served that we haven't seen in our lifetimes in terms of cleaning up our corruption in the political sphere, because it is deep and broad, and it undermines the proper functioning of our country.
Exactly.
And so it's got to be dealt with, or it gets worse. It's been getting worse and worse and worse, and now we're at this. We're at this point now where our country is really threatened internally by corruption.
Exactly.
We could say that the Chinese are very involved in subverting our country. That is true. But they couldn't succeed in subverting if there weren't corrupt people that they could control, that they could bribe.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the rule of law and truth is out the door. There's no doubt about it, Scott. And we're paying the price. The thing is the thought comes to mind is that when there's remedy on all this and all the the damage that they've done to Trump and the family, I think he could end up bankrupting the state. Do you think about that? I mean, I think this E. Jean Carroll fiasco, what they're doing with him. I mean, this is, this direct attack. If there was a semblance of some sort of reasonableness in the courts, New York could be in some serious trouble here, not to mention Georgia.
They're already in trouble. You know, they
have
a huge deficit, as does California. They can't print money. So they really don't have a solution, as the federal government does. They've got to ultimately be fiscally accountable and responsible, because if a state goes bankrupt, we'll have to see what happens.
The rest of us are going to have to carry their burden, because that's what Democrats always count on, right? Excuse me. They always count on us picking up their pieces here, because here they are, you say, they're already on the verge of bankruptcy, you know, both bookends of the country here, California and New York. And they're so desperate right now with what they did to Trump. You know, Scott, I think a lot of businesses are already silently moving out of the state, regardless of what Kathy Hochul said.
The signal that the New York judge and courts are delivering is that your private property is no longer safe in New York. That
yes.
You too, we could confiscate your property. And this is all politically motivated. We all know everybody gets this. It's not...
Well, especially when Kathy Hochul says, no, this is just for Donald Trump. Well, hello. I mean, that's a politically motivated target right there. Go ahead.
There are plenty of businessmen in New York that support Trump.
Yes.
Are they safe? Is their property safe? Are their businesses safe? I would argue that they're not safe with this development. Mm-hmm. So you're right, Bill. Businesses are leaving New York, and that means a diminished tax base.
Exactly.
This is insanity. Insanity. Yeah. This is self-destructive. This is suicide. This is New York suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got the mayor somehow... waving a wand, coming up with $35 million to take care of these illegal migrants, filling up their EBT cards with cash. I mean, it's like this thing, like you said, it's insanity. And, and it's kind of surprising because New Yorkers, you know, they always have an attitude. But it's like, I don't know what they're thinking. If they're just maybe in a Democratic, stupor of some sort, I don't know, Scott, because this is just, to me, it's uncharacteristic of New Yorkers.
Well, you're an old Californian, Bill, so you may remember Michael Savage, the famous talk show host.
I've got stories. I've got stories to tell you.
I remember. Savage cut right to the chase and described the problem as that, this is actually beyond liberalism, but it's a kissing cousin. Liberalism was the early stage. When you get to the stage where now it's really beyond liberalism. But he described the problem as that you have to understand that liberalism is a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he described it. So many of these people actually have a mental disorder. That is, they cannot think through things anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's been, of course, a process that's been going on in our country of sort of, it's a process of dumbing down the people, and now we have diversity, equity, and inclusion, and what has happened with that is that weaker people, less qualified people, are rising up through the ranks, and you combine that with corrupt politics, and we have crazy people in the courts now in New York. These people, first of all, they made up a legal case that is absolutely weak and will go down as it gets appealed up through the court system, and ultimately, if it has to go to the Supreme Court, it'll be knocked down. So
how this guy is able to hold on to his robe will be a miracle to me.
I agree.
I mean, it's just totally totally wrong on so many levels. Yeah, Michael did have a good handle on this. He had a very simple and direct way to explain it. And the people that understand this is that, like with any idea, any, intelligent individual will look at it throughout its entire process to say, hey, does this work? Does this, does this fit a round hole problem? And where there's squares, then you kind of you figure that out. But what happens is liberalism doesn't want to spend the time and the energy that it takes in order to work that out, because that really takes some intellect, and it takes some debate and things that they don't like to do, because they don't like to debate. They come down from their mountain on high as if they've met with God, and they know, and nobody else doesn't know, right?
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
And just like that, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Scott Powell continues with us. Of course, Scott has written a great book, an exceptional book that you must get your hands on, and it's readily available. Scott, tell our audience about the book and how they can get their hands on it.
Well, Rediscovering America is the book, and it was number one Amazon in the historical studies genre for 8 weeks in terms of new releases. What people have found about the book that's so powerful is that it tells stories of American history that many historians failed to tell, that are incredible stories of how America progressed through its history. You know, what were the attitudes, the qualities of character that enabled America at various stages to overcome impossible odds? So this is a powerful book for today, because so many of us feel a bit demoralized, a bit discouraged, because, you know, our country has been hijacked. We see political corruption, and we don't know what to do. So this book will give you substantive ideas that, when put into practice, will save our country.
It'll give you some hope, ladies and gentlemen, because I think this is what Scott is referring to, is many of us, you know, have lost hope. thinking, well, the powers to be, what's going on, what we see happening in our bureaucracy. I mean, when we say that there's corruption that has crept in throughout the government and every three-letter, agency of our government, I mean, that's shocking to think about that. That is not said casually. It's said in a shocking sort of way that hopefully would shock, the senses of, freedom-loving Americans to say, wait a minute, this cannot be. But to Scott's point, see, we have failed to, keep the narrative alive. We've let it die. And what's happened is those leftists, the communists, the Marxists who have come in and taken over, our country, have taken over our history. They've taken over the education process. And the stories that they tell in the classroom, I mean, we just got a little peek of it. You have no idea how dastardly it is, how diabolical it is. It's just flat out evil. And here it is. See, this is the battle. You got Donald Trump on one hand, as Scott said in the first segment here, promoting the goodness and the exceptionalism of America, which the majority of Americans believe in because we've worked our butts off in the tradition of generations before us. And then you've got versus those on the left, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the rest of them, saying, hey, look, it's not fair. There needs to be equity. Somehow in their world there needs to be equity. Well, that's not the way that's not the way it works. You don't force equity, on a system that says, look, you can rise to your own level. Your merit, your hard work will pay dividends for you, but it's your merit and your hard work, not because the color of your skin, not because we like you more than we like somebody else. It is based on merit and the hard work that you contribute to the bottom line. And what happens is those on the left want to turn that basic principle on its head. And Scott, that just is inherently wrong. That is, them doing that to us is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It screeches and it just shrivels our spines, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I found G. Van Fleet so compelling. I've talked
yes.
to her, interviewed her. And I've got her book, read her book, and I liken her work in this article in Town Hall to de Tocqueville's work back in the 1830s. De Tocqueville was this Frenchman who came to America, and he saw, the incredible uniqueness and virtue of America that he had not seen anywhere else in the world, in his
right.
own home country. And he wrote about it. Democracy in America has become a classic that's worth reading today. Well, G. Van Fleet is playing the same role. She's an outsider. She was born and raised in China during the Cultural Revolution, so she knows what communism is, what it looks like, how it works.
Right.
And she sees that America is undergoing a communist cultural revolution. And she, for instance, highlights the cancel culture. And we've been accustomed to the cancel culture. We sort of just assume, well, that's the way it is now. Well, it was the cancel culture that turned China upside down and tore Chinese society and families apart. And it operated under this, quote, destroying the old, which included old ideas, old traditions, old customs, old habits. Everything was
right.
destroyed by Mao. And the specifics of all that, now in the cancellation crosshairs in America and parallel to the Chinese olds, reveal why cancellation and replacement are not just a feature of communism, but they are an essential driver of totalitarian control.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from her book. Here's how this is all rapidly progressing in America. First, individualism is being canceled and replaced by collectivism and group rights and group identity. Everybody can see that, right?
Yes,
group
right.
identity
yeah.
all the time. It's not about you as an individual and your merit. Second, unalienable constitutional rights are being canceled and replaced by politicized and arbitrary government rule. We just talked about that in New York with what's going on, right?
Right.
Third, equality of opportunity is being replaced by equality of outcome. It isn't the equality of opportunity that's important. The outcome has to be equal.
Exactly.
Rule of law is being canceled and replaced by mob rule and lawlessness. And our economic system, which is based on free market capitalism, is being replaced by this ESG and stakeholder capitalism. which are just stepping stones to socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
Nationalism and sovereign state as being replaced by globalism. You know, what's important is that, and many of these people that are corrupt in the American government now are now loyal to a globalist order because they think they'll have a seat at the table when America is destroyed and the global order replaces America, that they're somehow going to have a seat at the table. I got news for them.
Yes.
They're the first that are going to be shot.
But
diversity and independent thought are being replaced by conformity. We see that all the time. If you're an independent thinker, you're squashed. You're canceled. And equal justice for all is being replaced by unequal and customized justice. We see that in New York. But there's also racial, environmental, and social justice that is replacing the fundamental justice system.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of expression is being replaced by censorship and political correctness. Parental rights are being canceled and overridden by state control of children, seen in vaccination and transgender policies. And lastly, common sense is being canceled and replaced by political narratives and ideology. You know, I mean, who has common sense anymore that talks about what's going on? I mean, we as common sense people can see it, and yet the elites that are running our show, they don't see what we see. They don't have common sense anymore.
Yeah. Well, they hide behind anonymous reporting and anything else that can give them cover until it's amazing, you know, what you spell out and what she spells out in her book here. I mean, it's pretty comprehensive. And this is consistent with that progressive, slow walk through all the institutions. This has been taking place. One of the keys that really stick out for me, Scott, is the rule of law being canceled, replaced by mob rule and lawlessness. That seems to be the linchpin of all this. It's almost like you can't have that unless you have absolute chaos. You must bring chaos into the mix in order to really kind of seal the deal with all these other expressions, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, they first of all, they're using it to break America down, to weaken us and break us down in preparation for the global order. You know, if America is broken down and is no longer governable, well, then American people are going to say, well, we welcome in anyone who can restore law and order. You know,
exactly. Out of desperation. Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll
be a UN-style government. The United Nations, for all your audience, is the most corrupt political body in the world. You take, for instance, the World Health Organization. It's headed by a man named Tedros, who comes out of Ethiopia. He was the third highest-ranking Communist Party member in Ethiopia. He was cultivated by the Chinese government, and then he was installed, if you will, as the Director General of the World Health Organization, right? And he wants to have, you know, he wants to control pandemic policies in all the countries of the world. No, he wants to bring about communist control.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stooge of the Chinese.
And the Biden administration is hand in hand with him, wanting to turn over our sovereignty when it comes to the next pandemic, Scott.
This tells you everything you need to know about the scope and depth and seriousness of the corruption in America at the highest places. And good thing that we have a federal system, where we have states, and we have states that are not going to go along with it. So even if Biden should choose to sign this agreement, there's going to be hell. There's no way that the American people are going to surrender the control of their health to the United Nations. Give me a break.
Right. And the thing is we know Joe Biden, you know, even when it comes to like tuition debt relief, right? College tuition debt. The Supreme Court said, no, it's unconstitutional. Can't do it. But he's doing it anyway.
Well, he's going to try to do it, but we'll see. I mean, I think we're in a very interesting time, and I think that your audience, Bill, is part of the front line of the resistance and the forces that can bring about correction. So, everybody listening, get off the sideline, get involved with some organization, that has a constructive bent in solving some of these problems, and there are many of them now. We have a different country now. We have two levels.
Without a doubt.
Side, and then we have this patriotic side that's growing by leaps and bounds.
You got it. Thank you, Scott Powell. Appreciate
it. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.